Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Steve Horowitz.
This took place about 6 years ago. Shortly after moving to Delray, I discovered the Loxahatchee National Wild Refuge out on Route 441, which is about halfway between Atlantic Avenue and Boynton Beach Boulevard. When I drive in and go straight past the visitor center to the end of the entrance road, you reach what they call the L-40 Canal, which is part of a 57-mile system of canals and levees that encircle the refuge. The waterfront, as they call it, has a fishing pier, power boat launching ramps, a floating dock, and what interested me was a canoe kayak rental concession. Even more than that, I discovered it had a 5.5-mile canoe trail that makes a circular loop into the sawgrass prairie, into the sloughs, into the tree islands that make up the northern Everglades. So back in my community, some of my tennis, golf, and softball buddies knew of my interest in canoeing. My wife and I had brought our 15-foot Grumman aluminum canoe to Florida when we moved south from New York. And the guys had seen me paddling around the main lake of our community, which is actually fairly large. And when I asked them, would anyone like to join me on a canoe adventure into the Everglades, I had no trouble quickly getting 11 volunteers. Shortly afterwards, the 12 of us headed out. It was on a Sunday morning to Loxahatchee. I put 2 men per canoe, 6 canoes in all, and after I gave them some brief shoreside instruction on how to handle a canoe, some of them had actually never been in a canoe before, I helped them get settled in with life jackets, water bottles, towels, etc. And then we all paddled across the main canal, the L-40, into the narrow, it's actually sometimes only 15 or 20 feet wide, canoe trail, as it's called. The canoe trail is also very shallow, usually no more than 2 to 4 feet. And parts of it have very steep sawgrass embankments. And yes, there are gators, water snakes, pythons, giant turtles, and lots of birds. I was in the lead canoe. I asked a friend who had been a water safety instructor to take up the rear canoe. And so within a few minutes, we were just gently paddling into a very quiet, pristine wilderness of water, grass, blue sky, fluffy white clouds, flocks of herons and egrets, and delicious, sweet, fresh air. But one canoe just couldn't keep up with the rest of us. Bob and Alan were in that canoe. They could not steer no matter what. They kept bouncing off the sawgrass embankments, getting stuck, pushing off, restarting. And so I stopped the group. We all rafted up together, and I suggested that Bob and Alan head back to the main L-40 canal. It's over 100 feet wide. It runs straight north or south, and it's a much easier paddle. And we'd meet them back at the launching area in about 2 hours or so. And so now, the remaining 5 canoes continued on the trail, and we soon lost sight of Bob and Alan, who had turned around. After about another hour or so, we reached the roughly halfway point of the trail where it actually turns in a circle and heads back to the starting point. You can't get lost. And there on a wooden pier is a port-a-john, and so we all took turns getting out, stretching our legs, using the facility. After about an hour or so after we left the port-a-john facility, we were safely back at the canoe launching area, and there was no Bob or Alan anywhere in sight. So after pulling our canoes ashore, we realized that it's impossible to get lost on the main canal. It's too wide to bang into the shores. They probably got tired. Maybe they stopped to rest. and maybe it's taking longer than they figured to get back. And so we relaxed. After another hour, we decided we better call the park rangers. And they came quickly, and we told them what had happened, and now we were worried. Maybe they had tipped the canoe and couldn't get it right side up or even get back in. Or maybe they had an alligator encounter or who knows what. The rangers have access to airboats and helicopters for search and rescue missions, and we urged them to get started. But they said, well, let's just wait a bit longer. And in my mind, I was planning, well, what am I going to say to their wives when we eventually discovered that they were drowned or eaten? Another half hour passed. And then out of the canoe trail, just the same place where we had come, are Bob and Alan, furiously paddling, still bouncing off the embankments. Were they embarrassed, hurt, frightened? No. When they reached the shore, finally, we asked them, well, what happened? And they said, damn it, we didn't care how long it took us, but we weren't going to be the only guys on the Loxahatchee canoe trip who couldn't complete the Everglades Trail.
Steve Horowitz with a story about a canoe incident.
As much as I love this story, my favorite line, do you know what my favorite line is from the story, Michael?
No.
What are we going to say to their wives?
It's hilarious.
I know that wasn't the first thing he was worried about, but that is so true. That's what you think. How am I going to explain to their wives that I lost these two guys?
I was thinking, where can they go? I mean, if the alligator got them, there would be still a canoe there, and they may have gone home, but it was a mystery.
It was a great mystery, and he set it up beautifully, just like a movie might set something up with something at the beginning. You don't know why it's important. You know, they say in drama, you have to have the gun on the stage in order to use it later on. Well, he sets up at the very beginning that there's a circular path. So it's very interesting that circular path comes into play. That's really the part of the story. They had to come around again.
I found it interesting how much he loves the wilderness. He described it beautifully, yet the canal he's in was the L-40. How unromantic that is.
Well, I guess they got to have these names for things. Yeah, I like the way he used the word slow. People new to Florida may say slough or slough, but it's slough, S-L-O-U-G-H. I love the way he talked about the tree islands and all the other amazing things at the Loxahatchee National Refuge. And luckily, all 12 of them did emerge alive.
Well, you could hear his enthusiasm. He needed that in order to get 11 of his friends to come along with him.
And when he says it's impossible to get lost, I felt like saying nothing is impossible. This is a quintessential suspense story. It's got all the elements, the friends and the happy ending and the impossibility. How could people have disappeared in thin air? I mean, it's like a Sherlock Holmes story in a way.
You left out the comedy of trying to watch these two guys paddle in the middle of a 100-foot-wide canal.
Yes, and comedy's important, too. You need a little bit of comic relief. So this story really had it all. And the last thing I was also thinking of when I was listening to it, there is research out there, I've heard it and read it a number of times, that for peace of mind, we need to spend at the minimum 2 hours a week outside. That's the new research. It doesn't have to be all at one time, but 2 hours a week with nature for good health. And I was just thinking all the hours they were spending out there, I think this stress would take years off their lives.
Well, Karen, thanks for bringing us that story. If our listeners would like to share their story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at F as in Frank, A-U.E-D-U. And we have a story slam tonight, 5 to 7. I'm hosting the Robot Brewing Company, 2621 North Federal Highway in Boca, 5 to 7 p.m., $100 prize.
Thanks, Karen. Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.